With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He's putting Iran on notice. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says there can be no half measures on Iran's nuclear program. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that when it comes to Tehran's nuke program, there's only one acceptable outcome.
Full dismantlement. Iran has to give up its program in a way that the entire world can see. And this is, look, as President Trump has said, this is coming to a head. All options are on the table. And it is time for Iran to walk away completely from its desire to have a nuclear weapon.
U.S. and Russian negotiators are back at the table. The BBC's Frank Gardner says they're holding talks in Saudi Arabia on a partial Ukraine ceasefire.
Russia has so far declined to sign up to the 30-day ceasefire agreed here in Saudi Arabia earlier this month between the U.S. and Ukraine. Now, this latest round of talks has a more limited set of aims: how to safeguard both countries' energy facilities and critical infrastructure, and perhaps come up with a deal over Black Sea shipping. Steve Witkoff, President Trump's envoy to the peace talks, said, "I think you're going to see some real progress in Saudi Arabia." But a Kremlin spokesman said, "We're only at the beginning of this path."
Israel's military says its strike on the largest hospital in southern Gaza targeted a high-ranking Hamas official who was being treated there. Also at SRNNews.com, a plane load of nearly 200 Venezuelan nationals, they were deported from the U.S., has landed in Caracas. Crews in South and North Carolina and in New Jersey battling wildfires. Mandatory evacuations in North Carolina's Polk County still recovering from Hurricane Helene. On Wall Street, the Dow features up 321. This is SRN News. Idaho strikes a blow for religious freedom.
Republican Governor Brad Little has signed legislation that will keep doctors and other medical personnel from having to participate in procedures that violate their deeply held beliefs. That means a Christian healthcare professional will not have to perform an abortion or a sex change operation if he doesn't wish to. Religious hospitals will also have the right to, quote, make employment, staffing, contracting, and administrative decisions consistent with their religious beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Early voting has begun in Wisconsin for a seat on the state Supreme Court. The election, viewed by some analysts as a kind of proxy for the nation's political battles, and it has attracted a lot of funding from outside the state. The Wisconsin court is set to consider cases involving abortion and redistricting. The election will determine whether the court remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Experts say the race, this point, too close to call. This is SRN News. It's a milestone anniversary of one of America's most historically significant speeches.
The date was March 23, 1775. The famous words were spoken by Patrick Henry, concluding his speech before the Second Virginia Convention with the words, "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Among those who heard were George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and several other influential U.S. founders. Henry's speech persuaded the convention to approve state troops for the eventual War of Independence, which began just a few weeks later at Lexington Green in Massachusetts, when the shot heard round the world began the American Revolution. George Williams reporting.
Former GOP Congresswoman Nia Love of Utah. She was a daughter of Haitian immigrants, became the first Black Republican woman elected to Congress, has died. Nia Love was 49 years old. More details at srnnews.com.